interrupt John Maynard's horrible news story with a story that's even more horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
The story of Richard Peterson's shaggy green tie.
My God. And with that horrifying story, here is Richard Peterson. Richard,
yes.
You called me at home.
Yes.
I was alarmed when you had told me your green tie is shaggy.
Yes, only just about a couple inches in the one section of the tie. By the waistline or below, it's kind of shaggy.
What's going wrong here? And I thought you had a warning about that.
I told you that your Dacron polyester mix is simply too high in the Dacron department. And when you wear the tie for how many days in a row?
I only wore it, I didn't wear it a month total.
Yes, but how many days in a row did you wear the tie?
It's about the 22nd, 23rd day in a row.
Well, yeah, but what's the difference whether you wear it in a row or whether you wear it individual days?
Let me explain this to you both.
I wore the other tie a lot longer than 26 days and didn't get shaggy that soon.
Okay, now you wore the tie then, correct me if I'm wrong, 23 days in a row.
Yes.
Okay.
From the beginning of the trip to the end of the trip.
Right. Now, in wearing the tie 23 days, this is not a tie that hangs over the top of your pants. This is a tie that hangs down to your knees and is tucked inside your pants.
Is that right, Peterson?
Yes.
Why? Why so long?
I like it long.
Mm-hmm. It's a feel wider tie. He likes to feel it on his knee.
On my lip.
Yeah, and your lip. Well, I know. Okay, so here's the problem there. That tie, when you tuck it in the slack, which is very tight around the waist, will get an abrasion. It's abrasion that starts, and it pills. Those lumps, the shag that you call it, that's pilling.
That's what happened.
And it pills your tie, so you must take the tie out of the slack so it doesn't get the pilling.
It needs to hang on the outside.
I like to tuck it in.
Well, you don't want a shaggy tie.
I didn't have problem until the shaggy purple tie last year.
Well, because you had a different tie of a different material.
It was the same material.
It's the same material.
Really?
I keep telling him his Dacron mix is too high, but he will not listen to me.
Oh, you mean your purple tie went shaggy too?
Yes.
Oh, God, this is a horrible dilemma. This is...
You're listening to the shocking, gruesome tale of the shaggy green tie.
I'm sorry to hear about this. How will you remedy the situation?
I'm going to have a new tie made later this fall, I hope.
Now, the ties, when they're how long are they from tip to tip?
6.5 feet or more.
6.5 feet long.
That's
yes.
Long.
Now, can I suggest something to you? Would you mind if I did?
What?
How about we make the tie long and wonderful, but at the same time around 4 feet 3 inches?
No, that's too short.
You know, Robin is a great seamstress. She is Martha Stewart, as I've expressed many times on this show. You could sew a tie for Richard.
Easily.
I don't want it short. I want that long, 6.5 feet or so.
So if I chose the fabric and I made you the tie, would you wear the tie?
I don't think so.
Why is that?
You might chose in silk that was wrinkled and too short. And fat, bulky, and tip-lined. I will not wear it.
I won't make it tip-lined. I'll make it an open door.
What if she made it to your specifications? Exactly the way you want it.
I would have Josie make my tie.
Well, what if Robin made it exactly the same way Josie would make it? And what does Josie charge?
$90.
$97.
Are you serious? What would you charge, Robin?
Free.
Free. No charge.
But it's hard to believe, Robin.
Why?
Well,
I
understand.
Nobody asked you before.
Why is it hard to believe, Robin? If she says she'll make you a tie, why wouldn't you believe that?
She may not make it white. You're going to be making it on the wrong material.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you have her make it, and then if you don't like it, hell, don't wear it.
I'm not wasting the time if he's not going to wear it. But I will tell you this, Richard. The only one that has ever lied to you on this show is whom? Who can't you trust?
Robin Maynard.
Well, no. Who is the one that constantly hoodwinks you, constantly tells you he's going to get rid of the lousy trumpet solo and never does? Who does that?
Maynard.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, Maynard!
No.
How about if I pick out a nice floral fabric for you?
I pick up the material. I buy material. I'm not going to let somebody else buy the wrong material.
You want to pick it out.
I'll pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Going to hand out fabric.
You're adamant about this, right?
What if I get you fabric that is $90 a yard, and it has to be cut on the bias, so you have to get an extraordinary chunk of fabric to kind of make.
I know, but you will get wrong material.
Well, why don't you go to Hancock with Robin? Couldn't you work on this together?
Why don't we go to Karen?
I don't want to go together.
You don't
want
to go
myself.
You don't want to go with
really?
Me. This horrible outrage.
The chilling story of the shaggy green tie is being brought to you by the Museum of Ties.
Coming soon, the Museum of Ties.
Well, I have two purple ties, this one and the 1994 version. A couple black. The first was lumpy black. Did not like it. Well, it got wrong interface lining. I don't wear it anymore. A couple brown ties. A couple dark blue ties, 1998 and 2000.
The Museum of Ties, in a building even uglier than EMP.
Ha! I don't believe it.
You'll see leather ties.
Leather ties was popular in the late 70s, early 80s, usually narrow ties.
You'll see custom-made ties.
Then the series of custom-made ties, beginning with a maroon tie in March 80, 92, bright blue tie, late summer, early fall, 92.
An entire buttload of ties, including the lumpy tie.
I believe the purple tie is next.
I said the f***ing lumpy tie, damn it!
The lumpy black tie was next in spring 95. There was a black tie in 95, brown tie about 97.
So many ties, you want to take one, make a noose, and hang yourself!
I love ties for the last 45 years, since 1959.
Holy shit on a stick! It's the amazing Museum of Ties, in a building even uglier than EMP, underneath the viaduct.
Let's enjoy an intermission.